huge savings on new and previously leased furnishings. That's right, huge savings. At Court Furniture Clearance Center, choose from our wide variety of new and previously leased furniture and decor for your home or office. You'll find sofas from $199.99 and more. Everything in our 9,000 square foot showroom is Court certified, guaranteed, and in stock, ready for delivery or to take home today. Visit our Chandelier Court Furniture Clearance Center at 13946 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway or go online at courtclearancefurniture.com. Mention Radio 20 and get 20% off.
Welcome to the Cheer Bomb Podcast with your hosts, Marcus and Marisol. We are strong, powerful, disciplined. We are cheerleaders.
Hey guys, this is Sean, the producer guy. Let me introduce you to one of our great sponsors, Spirit Box, the subscription gift box for cheer girls and cheer boys who love to show their spirit. Each month, your spirited athlete will enjoy a variety of items aimed at their love for cheer. Each Spirit Box may have a themed bow or hair embellishment and items that are trendy and useful for the athletes. Each month is different. We make sure to only deliver quality products, not those discount store items or those unsafe items for kids. Our community is what makes us different, and we value our ambassadors and their families. Visit us today at www.myspiritbox.net. Cheer Bomb listeners, enjoy a discount of 15% off of your first order with using code CHEERBOMB. Again, the code is CHEERBOMB. Order today to sign up for your Summit Worlds theme box for April. Again, check out Spirit Box at myspiritbox.net. And before we jump in with Marcus and Marisol, let me let you, the listener, know that we had a little bit of technical issues with the audio in this podcast, so we apologize ahead of time. Enjoy.
Hello, Marcus.
Hi, Marisol.
Is this episode 11?
Is this episode 11?
I think it is.
This is so exciting.
I'm excited about this one. I'm excited about all of them. I'll be honest with you. I'm excited when we do this, when we have this. I'm excited piecing together the other interviews. And I'm excited when we post. And I'm excited when I look at the numbers. And
we're just all excited here.
Sorry, sorry. How are you?
Good.
Happy Easter. Happy Passover.
Yes. How was your Easter?
It was lovely. It was a beautiful day here in Wilmington, North Carolina.
It was so nice this Sunday.
Yeah.
It was so nice.
I, the funniest thing about this Easter was the Easter baskets that I gave, because my kids are 16, 16, and 12. And I heard a mom had told their kids that, I forgot at what age, the Easter Bunny doesn't come. And the whole day I was like, that's brilliant. Why?
What age was it?
I think it was like 12 or something, but it made total sense as I was putting together a basket for 2 16-year-olds. No, but it was funny because I was just thinking of the evolution of that basket from when they were little with all the cellophane and, you know, all the stuff in it. And this one was like, it was very eco-friendly. It's like a, there's no like grass, no, you know, it's just a bucket that I knew they could reuse later in their business.
Exactly.
It was funny. But no, it was good. It was a lovely weekend. Didn't have a competition.
No, weekend off.
It was weekend off. That was all good.
That's good.
How are you?
Good. I just spent some time with family. Of course, I was I asked my mom for lunch on Sunday, and she was like, yeah, what are you going to bring? That's why I'm coming to your house. what are you going to bring?
Isn't your dad a chef?
Yes. So I expected like something, but we just had an early dinner. Then we went to Calabash and spent time with more family. And it was just a great day. It was so nice out. I couldn't get over the weather. It was so nice out.
The weather was lovely. So last week, that was fun. We had
Will Lawson?
Will Lawson. We had a lot. I had to pause because there was a lot of, that was a jam-packed.
There was a lot of people.
There were a lot of people. We had our monthly, March monthly challenge winner.
Yes, Amelia.
And then we had one of my personal favorites, UCF. Did I get that right?
Yes, Ashley. Ashley.
So it was like an action-packed.
And yeah, she, our first sponsorship recipient.
Yes. So that was fun. And I thought Will was fantastic.
I know. I could talk to him like literally all day.
But don't you feel that way about all our guests?
I do.
I really like.
I feel like I've said that like every week.
We could do a 3-hour podcast easily. So I'm going to talk a little bit about two of our campaigns that we have running that are focused on the moms that yes. listen to us. We did a super mom one, which was a like, hey, just shout out to all the moms, cause we do, you know, so much and, you know, positive content. I didn't just want to be, you know, the cheerleaders would not be there without us. Literally.
No, literally. So thank your mom.
So thank the moms. And, so we got a super mom. So I want to cut to her cause, it was a part of the campaign was that she gets to join us on the podcast. So this is, Autumn Bunn, our super mom. Winner. And I'm excited to introduce Miss Autumn Bunn. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. This is take two for us, which I was really grateful yesterday. We tried this interview yesterday and we hung up. And I was so grateful that I think you contacted me about doing it over because I felt like I was totally in a bad headspace about cheer gifts.
And it's all good.
And I took up that version of the interview on it. But we went ahead and discussed it on the podcast. So I've gotten through my emotions. So Autumn, thank you. You are Cheer Bomb's super mom selection. We ran a campaign and one of the, things about Cheer Bomb is we're trying to make it a community for parents as well as the cheerleaders. And I mean, anyone just has to go to a competition to see how much parents put in to make this happen for the cheerleaders. And we wanted to just, you know, give a shout out to moms. So shout out to you.
Thank you.
So tell me about your cheerleader and about your cheerleading journey.
Emma she's just finishing up another year. Well, we have competition then this weekend, next weekend, then we have one in May. And she cheers in Fayetteville at Cheer Magic All Stars. And she just loves it. It's everything she does now besides school.
Right. It's amazing to me how much time these kids put into to cheer, how much time we put in traveling and getting to all the competitions and stuff, but they really do love it. As a mom, what do you love about cheerleading?
I love how it has just made her just so much more outgoing and has more confidence in herself. And it's like a whole extended family that we have at all of our gyms, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is like a family, a crazy family at times, but a family. And so I believe you're going to DT Summit, right?
That's right. We won our chance to go, so we're taking it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We will be there. My daughter is going to DT too, so hopefully we can connect and maybe take a picture for Instagram and stuff.
Oh, we will for sure.
Well, I just wanted to thank you for, you know, following us and sending us your information. We're going to send you some Cheer Bomb swag. Which is a combination of what we have to give.
I'll make sure I have it on at the summit.
That's exciting. Summit. Yeah, we're trying to push those cheer emojis at the DT Summit. So anything you can help, that would be awesome. No, all seriousness, thank you so much for participating. And I, you know, on behalf of all the cheer moms out there, thank you for everything you do for your daughter, because I know it takes all of us to get it done. Isn't she sweet?
Oh my God, she was the best. She's so cute.
She was take two. That was take two because we did a take yesterday, which was really funny because I I wasn't having the best day yesterday, and it kind of came off on the interview. So we had a take two today, and I was in the parking lot of Lola's orthodontist recording it, so it was funny.
You do what you gotta do when you gotta do it.
You make it happen. So Supermom was one of the campaigns we ran.
Yes.
And simultaneously, and actually it started in the back end, probably before the Supermom campaign, we were collecting crazy cheer mom stories.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Did you see the one we got today in DM? It just came in. Sorry, I'm stretching here.
I don't think so.
This one came in through our Instagram, so our private DM.
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing themes. So it's ever evolving how this Crazy Mom podcast is going to be, because I'm not really sure you can pick a top 10. I really don't. Like, what's the scale? Worse?
That may be a 3-hour podcast.
It's like, what? But I've been, you know, struggling with how it's so, I don't want to cause ever anyone shame, embarrassment, harm. That's mm-hmm. never my intention. So I was kind of like weighing on me, because as the stories kind of, at first it was like, oh my God, this is going to be such good podcasting. Oh my God, this is going to be such good podcasting. Then after a while it became like, oh wow. sad reflection of society. Like, whoa. So I was having these like strong emotions, you know, about it. So I ended up, what I do when I don't really know how I feel about things is I write. So this week's blog is really how these two polarities, you know, highlighting the super mom who, you know, she's got that bag pack. She's team mom. She's, you know, hairspray on the on demand. got it together kind of mom with these crazy stories, crazy moms. And like, could I find common ground? And I think I did. So check out the blog, Mom's Corner.
Mom's Corner.
On the website. And you'll hear how I blend the two. For the crazy cheer mom stories, please keep them coming. Like I said, I do see there's some themes.
I love themes.
So it might be more of a theme podcast than a top 10, because I really don't know I don't know what the ranking would be, like, you know, top 10 most horrifying stories I've read. I don't know. But, you know, I do want to acknowledge it's part of the industry. It's something.
It's part of our world.
It's part of our world. So let's shine some light on it. Let's discuss it. So send us the stories. Coaches, please send us. It's anonymous. We're not going to. I wouldn't necessarily send something if they're at your gym right now. Or most of the stories, I think you can retell without. I would suspect more people would think it's about them than it really is, mm-hmm. you know, because that's how people tend to be. Okay, so I have a theme for today's little intro podcast part, Marcus, and it always happens so organically for us.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what happened. So yesterday's April 3rd, and it's the beginning of the month for me, so I have to sit down and do my budget.
Like, I hate that word.
I'm trying to love it. I'm trying to have a positive attitude. I am controlling my money. I'm sending my money to where it needs to go. And apparently in the month of April, it really needed to go to cheer. So I was just sitting there. I'd gotten my taxes, my tax bill. I'm sitting down. My child has been on Easter break for a few days after already having had spring break. so I'm sitting down and I'm looking at my budget for the month of April, and we're going to Summit. So it's pay off the Summit, the rest of my Summit fees,
mm-hmm.
airfare, you know, the hotel, just just going through.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, oh, I got to get gifts for the summit. Bags. Send off. There was something else that came up. I forgot, but it was like shorts, this, that. So I'm sitting there, and right at that moment, my team mom, who, by the way, huge shout out to, is kicking butt this year.
For really, though.
Organization. She's like my little GPS on what I have to do for my daughter, which is like a huge help for me. You know, like, basically my text to her is, do I owe you money? And what do I have to bring? You know, like, so she's done a great job. So this is not a reflection of her. This is not a reflection of our gym. This is not a reflection. This is just my personal question about this one aspect of our industry, which are the gifts. Mm-hmm. Not gifts for Summit, but the gifts that we give the girls and boys, mostly girls, at the end of each competition.
Yeah.
So I did an informal poll, both on the Facebook page and on our Instagram stories. Like, because I didn't know, do most gyms do that? Is it just a Wilmington thing? Is it just a North Carolina thing? You know, how is it just the little bitties because they're so tiny?
I've been cheering in North Carolina since I was like 12. I don't remember getting.
So I didn't know. So I walked into this industry 3 years ago. So let me tell you the story. And mind you, the caveat here is that Lola specifically thinks that I'm about to shame people into not doing gifts at the end of competitions, and she's really nervous. That is not my intention. I just want to have a conversation. So 3 years ago when we first joined cheerleading, it wasn't a requirement of the gym. The gym has really nothing to do with it. It's more the moms have like kind of a consensus that there's a sign-up sheet in when the girls or the teams get off, they get gifts.
Yeah.
It's gifts / snacks. I added the snacks. What I mean, I added the snacks. I added that in the title. Like, because when we first joined, I didn't get it. So I was like, okay, this is what you do. Mm-hmm. You know, I get giving snacks. Mm-hmm. Totally. Did it for all my kids, all the sports, oranges, you know, Gatorades, waters, snacks, you know, whatever. You do a sign-up sheet and you bring it for one of the games. Monogram, cellophane covered, you know, pillowcases / mirrors / makeup bags / you know, XYZ has never been a part of anything other than an end of year gift.
Yeah.
Or a special occasion gift.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, first year went along with it, did it, signed up. You know, it is what it is.
Welcome to cheerleading.
Welcome to cheerleading. Year two, she's on two teams. And one of the teams that I was especially, I had bonded incredibly well with, the moms, love the moms. That team was like probably the biggest at gift giving. Like it was, I mean, these moms they just lived for this. You know?
Really? What year? Last year?
Last year, senior elite. Okay. Think of the moms on that team. They're just, you know, cellophane is probably overused, but you know, they're just creative, you know, crafty cheer moms who, you know, they brought the cheer gift game to an A. I participated, but begrudgingly again. By the end of the year, we had a party at my house or some bonding. I think it was a team bonding, and we did gratitude books. Of course, it was at my house. Remember?
Yeah.
You got one. And we did, I was like trying to make the point. And I had this discussion with Billy prior to the thing. I was trying to make the point that, you know, these girls need to look out and be grateful and thank everyone that got them to that point. The team moms, the coaches.
I loved mine.
The gym. So that lasted all of, you know, the day. Then season three comes. And now I feel more you know, I've been to Summit with my daughter, year three. Go to the first team meeting, and the moms bring it up, and there's new moms there, and I'm kind of like, I mean, you know me, I don't think I'm a drama a seeker, but I was like, snacks, like snacks, not gifts, snacks. And then, you know, I understand, like, the conversation was had, and I made my point of the conversation. No one forces anyone to do it. It's voluntary.
Yeah.
But again, voluntary in the world of mom is, you know, it's no not, it's not really voluntary.
No such thing.
And my argument against it for every competition is, I don't think, I'm just going to be honest, I don't think they deserve it. I've seen the kids come off, the parents come up with these elaborate, beautifully wrapped gifts, snacks, and those girls, not including my daughter, I will use my daughter as a sole example, not coming out of that screening room with you guys, you know, all grateful and like, oh, thank you for this lovely. Yeah. No, it's more like, oh my God, it's so and so, you know, or whatever.
Drama.
Whatever emotion is going on, gratitude is not the one I see.
Yeah.
That comes out. So I was, and again, I'll keep it to my daughter. I was annoyed with her, you know, when she would come out and get these things, and it was like, it wasn't her initial reaction, wasn't gratitude. It was,
yeah,
her initial reaction was whatever she had to discuss after her.
After performance.
Performance. So that's where my point of view comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to have someone on the podcast who has the opposing view, so it's more fair.
Yeah.
Excuse me, but for now, it's my platform. So I'm going to say that's where I was like, no, I'm good with giving snacks, and I'm good with giving gifts for special occasions, for a summit, for end of the last, you know, competition, if they didn't get to summit. But every single one, no, why?
Really, though, I do believe, like, cheerleading is hard, and whether it is an awesome performance or a not so great performance, I think that they appreciate getting like a little something, but that's normally not like,
well,
the first thing that pops in their head.
If you're thinking, if you're going with, this is a sport and we are athletes, then my argument is, then you should, this is my argument to my 12-year-old daughter, then, you know, you don't expect a gift at the end of, you know, like, you just fell, hypothetically. You know, your son just fell, and here's, you know, a monogram pillowcase. Good on you. Good no. Job. I mean, this is me. This is my personal opinion.
I would love to hear what other I would people love, think about that.
Yes. So please,
is the poll still going? What did?
Okay, yeah. So, well, I mean, you know, these are as unscientific as possible, and I'm pretty sure that the Instagram one is run by a bunch of kids. But I will say, it doesn't seem like every gym does every competition. It seems evenly split with snacks at every. Well, let me read it to be more accurate. 52% every competition get a gift.
Mm-hmm.
48% special end of season gift. So 48. So pretty close. Half and half.
Okay.
And you know, we constantly complain about how expensive this sport is.
Why add more?
Hello.
But I will say, I've gotten some really awesome stuff for jumping up in front of my team and giving them a couple tuck jumps when they hit.
Yeah.
So and thanks, moms.
Maybe I'm in the wrong. Maybe I'm, you know, maybe we should, every kid should be showered with, you know, stuff.
Stuff. I would really love to hear that.
But
like what other people, I want to hear like what.
The other side has said. The only thing I've heard on the other side, which again, I give credence to and it makes sense for them, is, you know, for the little bitties, I get that. See, I'm wondering as she gets older, does this stop? But last year she was on a senior team and we were still doing gifts. So I don't know. But for the little bitties, it's something that they do with their moms. Or it's like that mom, the moment for every mom to be able to be like the equivalent of a team mom for that weekend. Does it make like absolutely. I'm going that extra mile for you and your team? I get it. I also get saying, hey, we're driving 2 hours.
With my gas. You ain't paying for.
So
it's my gift.
Right?
Where's my gift? You can stay in the air.
When do the moms get a gift? Seriously.
You can throw your tumbling. That's my gift.
But yeah, what I've heard is it's a bonding experience. The little bitties, you know, kind of, it's that stage in life where they want, you know, that kind of pageantry in the gifts and kind of get it. But if you're an athlete, that's where I'm like, medals and flowers for that top performance. But I'm in the minority, it seems like, on that, at least with moms. So it'd be interesting to see if anyone agrees with me.
I can't wait. Yes. Please write in if you have any, if you have any extras.
Yes. Okay. So you ready for some Dear Marcus and Marisol?
I would love it.
Okay. I'm reading this one because as an avid reader and writer, I'm offended. You can decode. I'm a little, well, this is someone who's written in like text speak. Okay. So there's no punctuation, no capitalization. And
yes, you wrote into a mother.
Yes. And well, I write from my heart a lot. So sometimes I'll miss a comma or, and I'll know, you know, like I'm aware of grammar, obviously, but I need someone to edit for me. Yeah. There's no self editing that was done in this. And I'm not trying to shame the person. I'm just trying to, you know, be an adult. Let's not forget grammar, children. Okay. Ready?
You go to school for a reason.
Yes. Okay. Dear Marcus and Marisol, I am in a weird spot for cheer. One day I hate it and never want to go back. And one day I love it. Tryouts are coming around the corner. Around the corner. Around sorry. The corner. And I don't know what to do. Try out or not. I don't want to try out and be miserable or not and regret it. I talked to someone in my gym about school cheer and they told me I wasn't allowed to because All Stars is better. Right now, cheer takes up more time than I'd like, and I want to be able to spend time with people from school. My gym has really low-level teams every year, and I have all the skills I need to make the highest team. So for me, there's no point to progress if the skills aren't put to use, and I don't want to have to drive myself 2 hours to the good gyms. Excuse me. It's a long letter. I have been at my gym so long at this point. I'm one of the kids who doesn't hesitate to try out, but that's what they think. From one confused cheerleader. Confused cheerleader, I'm a little confused. I feel like you had a lot of emotions you were trying to get out there. Confused cheerleader. But I think we get the gist of it. Tryouts are coming and she's, or he, is wavering.
Yeah.
Which, this is year 3. I was just having this conversation with Lola because, you know, tryouts are coming and it's sort of the hubbub starts of like, oh, who's not trying out? Who's moving? What do the teams look like next year? And I keep telling her, I'm like, it's everyone who says they're not trying out, everyone says that. I think it's just an exercise in, what would my life look like if I didn't do that?
Yeah.
And then as we get closer to the competition or also the parents saying, hey, let's take a break, you know?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, at the end of the month, everyone comes back for the most part.
Like, really? Yeah.
Like, I just feel like that seems to be a pattern.
Yeah.
You know, this whole, oh, I don't know if I'm going to compete or, you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to try out, but then they try out. So. Is that, what do you see? Do you see that as a coach?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. I had a girl come in to try. Well, she actually did try out. She told me she was going to try out. She walked into tryouts and she said, oh, I'm not tumbling this year. I beg your pardon. you're not tumbling this year. What you mean? She ended up tumbling that year.
Well, Lola's tried that with, like, Lola, who was not at the gym last week because it was spring break. She's like, well, I do think the conversation is warranted. It is a huge commitment.
Yeah,
you know, she's on two teams. And, you know, I want her to think of it thoroughly, think it through thoroughly. So,
absolutely.
So we had the conversation, but in my head, in my heart, I'm like, I know she's, you know, we're going to go in, we're going to say one team. And then, mm-hmm. you know, 2 months later, I'm going to get a, please, please, please let me be on the second team.
It happens every year.
But going to the cheer confused cheerleader, I do feel like it's a common, at least in my perception.
Absolutely. Yes.
That, you know, families kind of, you know, I'm trying to think of a phrase, you know, kind of just see what it would look like to not compete.
Testing the waters.
But I think in the end they do. Don't you? No,
yeah, absolutely. It happens every year. But I want to know where this gym 2 hours away is. I just want
around
you to...
Around the corner.
I want you to just make sure it's about the experience. It's talked about this with TJ. Just make it about the experience. And make sure, like, if you don't like it.
I mean, I'm not getting a sense of one way or the other. I get one day I hate it and never want to go back, and one day I love it. That seems kind of real. I've seen that kind of ebb and flow mm-hmm. in a cheerleader's journey through the year. But
pros and cons.
In the end, you see the love. I mean, that's why we're all doing it, you know? So this confused cheerleader needs to ask themselves, do they feel the love? You know, do you want to do it or not? I don't know if it's necessarily that hard of a question, especially with as much money and time and effort that goes into it. If you're not committed.
And if you're thinking about, if you're just like even thinking about taking that 2 hour drive, then there's some love in there.
Yeah. Right. Like who even know, like it, if you even know where the other gyms are located that might,
then
if you're listening to our podcast and sending us,
love.
you might have a love for the sport. So dear confused cheerleader, my advice to you would be talk it through with your parents, with your coaches, and, you know, as I tell my kids, sit quietly with yourself, ask yourself, and see what answer you give yourself. You know, I always feel like the answers are in you.
Absolutely.
So that's our dear Marcus and Marisol. All right. We got the interview. I know it seems after last week's jam packed, and we're like, wait, what is next?
Yes.
No, we just have our one. Not just this is huge.
No, I'm so excited about this.
Do you want? Should we prepare our audience? I think we should.
Yes.
So we were lining up this week's interview, and you sent me a name.
Yes, Miss Sophia Jade.
And I'm not sure. You must have told me because I don't think I saw it on her social media. She's transgender.
Yes.
She's a transgender cheerleader.
Yes.
And we did the interview with her, and I couldn't be happier. I could not be happier. For me personally, it exemplifies what I love about the industry.
Yes.
It exemplifies what I love about the human experience, that we're able to grow and evolve.
Yes.
To, you know, life is certainly different than it was when I was growing up. And just watching it unfold, it just feels like a wonderful blessing. So, and to be a part of it, just to be able to have a conversation with someone who has this life experience that's so new to me. It's a new, you know, but I felt very blessed to be a part of it.
Yes. So. It was so exciting. She's so beautiful. Like literally inside and out. She was so open and I love it.
Yeah. And you know, we're not a political show and we're not a spiritual show, but I do think that the people that enjoy us know that we speak from the heart, you know, and it was just lovely to speak to someone who is, you know, not having the same experiences that we're having and to learn from it. So I felt very honored.
Hopefully she is able to give some wisdom and knowledge to
someone who may never have had heard an interview with a transgender.
Absolutely. Or someone going through the same thing.
Yeah.
And so,
so
super appreciative.
Yeah. When I look back at the season of our podcast, I mean, besides the fact that, you know, it's doing well and the downloads and all that, just being able to talk to people that we've talked to has just been such a, there's just so much gratitude.
Absolutely.
I feel like we get to talk to some amazing people every week. And I'm grateful for that. So, should we just lead them right into the interview?
Here we go. And now we have, I'm so excited, we have Sophia Jade from California All-Stars, and she spent some time at Cheer Extreme. How's it going, Sophia?
It's going good. How are you guys?
We are excited. I'm
living a dream, literally.
Living a dream, a whole dream.
Entire.
I was telling Marcus before we started recording, I was podcasting outside of my daughter's orthodontist office at 4:30 this afternoon. I'm like, I feel awesome.
So awesome.
Thank you so much for coming on. And I'm so excited because I have so many things I want to talk to you about. But let's start off like we do with all our guests. Can you tell us how you got into cheerleading?
Okay. So I started cheer in 2015 at California All-Stars. I'd been watching cheer for the longest time. Like I've been watching cheer on YouTube and stuff since I was little, but I never got to actually do it until 2015. So I started on a large all-girl level 3. And then the next season I was on a restricted co-ed 5 and a medium senior all-girl 5.
Nice. Okay. Awesome. When did you make that move to Cheer Extreme?
After the 2016 season, because my we have a lot of family on the East Coast in Myrtle Beach, like particularly. And
I used to live in Myrtle.
Something you did.
I did.
We're going to Myrtle Beach this weekend.
Yeah, we are. From the sixth grade into my junior year. But enough about
did
you
me. Love it?
You know what I did? I vacationed there. Since the time I can really remember, and
you love Myrtle Beach. Sorry, I was gesturing to him to move his mic. That's why he lost his train of thought. So you had family in Myrtle Beach.
Yes, and so I was like, okay, like my mom wanted to be close to her mom who lived in Myrtle Beach, so we moved, and then I was like, oh, like Cheer Extreme, it's close, like. I'm going to go try out. And so I tried out there. And
wait, how old were you when you?
I was 17.
So you tried out for the first time when you were 17, which goes along with my theory from a couple podcasts before. You're transgender.
Yes, I am.
And you identify as a female.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When you tried out, were you trying out as a female or?
Yes.
Okay.
I had already, like when I came to Cheer Extreme at 17, I was already at California All Stars and I had mostly been on all girl teams and I had already been established as Sophia. So like it wasn't as like shocking or as new as it was when I tried out for California All Stars because I had been transitioning since I was a freshman in high school. So it wasn't really anything new. So it wasn't just, they already knew.
So it wasn't okay. So for the gym, you came in as you who you present today.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's still. I mean, first of all, let me just say, one of the things I love about cheerleading, and I've mentioned this before, I think when we had maybe Baystone on Marcus, I'm not sure, but one of the things that I identified with the cheerleading community that I observed was I saw, you know, gay, what I assumed to be gay cheerleaders. Yes. And I, coming from a dance background, coming from a performing arts background, that's my vibe. I love it. So that's one of the things I love about the industry. It just seems to be inclusive. I mean, to me.
Absolutely.
Yes, it was definitely, it was a lot more accepting than I thought it was going to be, because at the time that I had started cheering, I was like, I didn't know of any other trans like cheerleaders. So I was like, okay, like this is scary. Like, what do I expect? And then, you know, it happened and my gym worked with me and they really took the time to like understand my situation. And like, it was so much better than what I thought it was going to be. It was great.
That's so beautiful.
Whoever your first gyms were, applauds to them. Cause that's just really wonderful. I want to kind of sit there because it's a unique story. So I kind of want to, talk a little bit about that. So how does that conversation go? Like, you walk in, you do your tumbling, you try out.
Yes.
Do you?
Well, funny story, before I went into California All-Stars, me and my mom were sitting in the car because I had just like officially started my name change legally. And my mom was like, okay, so like I was identifying already as a female. That was months before I even tried out. But we were like, what name? Like, do you want to give them like your new name or what? And so I walked in there and I was just like, you know, it's a new start. Like, I don't want anybody to know me as something that I'm not going to be in a few more months. So I was just like, Sophia Jade, like, that's my name. And it felt like so good to, you know, like, have people only know me as Sophia Jade and like have like my gym. It was like a fresh start. And so whenever I went in there, you know, like, we talked to Naz, she's the owner of California All-Stars, and we had like this long conversation and she really got like an understanding of like the situation and everything. And after that, everything was fine. I was treated like a normal girl.
Oh, as you should be. That's a wonderful story.
So beautiful.
So the podcast, the audience seems to be kind of a combination of all-star cheerleaders, you know, traveling to competitions, and their parents. And so I tend to be the voice of the parent.
And, I'm the cheerleader.
As the old lady, not the old lady, but, you know, and we have listeners from all across the country, all across the world. So, I'm going to speak for myself, not for my generation. And I'm, you know, fairly open, person, but I, growing up, so I'm in my 40s and growing up, like I mentioned, in dance and ballet, there were gay, mostly boys that I remember. I'm trying to think of any. I don't think females. The word bi wasn't in my world. It really wasn't. Mm-hmm. You know, it was experimentation. I use quotes in college. And transgender was not. It just wasn't in my vernacular.
It just wasn't. Yeah.
It wasn't. So, for my so I'm surely not alone. So I'm probably not alone in that. This is a new, I personally call it a evolvement of, you know, our
absolutely
humanity. And so first of all, I just want to applaud you because this isn't, you know.
Thank you.
I no one chooses to take the less known road. You know, no one.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for that. And then, but you know, educate me, educate my generation, what is a transgender, but what is it like being you? What's the experience of you?
Well, see, if like you were to meet my mom, she's my biggest fan. Like, my mom is honestly my best friend. And she's like, if you go to her Instagram, everything, she's like such a trans advocate. And like, she's 43 and she grew up in Texas. And it was just like, it was like you said, like, it was unheard of. And she grew up a certain type of way. So whenever I was growing up and she started seeing like all these signs of me, like, I used to put a towel on my head and I would like pretend like I was Ariel. And like, she was just like, she didn't know what to do with it. And so growing up, you know, she wasn't, her views definitely weren't how they are now. She was not as accepting. And it's something that she really had to like learn. And over time, she, you know, came around to like the concept of like, my child didn't choose this. This is not something that you can choose. This is how my child is. And I'm going to love them regardless. And one of the reasons I never really got to cheer when I was younger, because I've known about cheer since, like I said, like since I was like 10, 11, but boys didn't cheer. And so I didn't get to cheer. And so in 2015, when I finally got to cheer, like I went crazy. Like I was so happy. And now she looks back on it and I just posted a video on my story and she cries anytime that she watches me perform. Cause she's just like, man, like I'm so sorry. I didn't let you do this whenever you were younger. Cause she just honestly, she wasn't informed and she wasn't aware. So like, I see where you're coming from, where it's like people have no clue, like a lot, especially older generations, people don't. It's something that like you have to know a trans person to understand fully like what it means to be trans.
Okay. Did you have a question? Or?
How did your teammates react?
Well, I've always been super open. Like I've always been, I don't know what it is, but like ever since I was little, like I've always been me and I've always been honest about it. I've never been the one to like kind of like hide or like, you know, like whatever. So when I first started California also, I was like, my coaches, of course, talked to the parents and talked to the team. And there were some people that messaged to Nas and was like, if you don't, the exact words were like, if you don't get it out of the gym, then I'm leaving. And Tanaz was like, okay, well, take your stuff and go. Like, I'm not gonna, no, like, I'm not gonna kick this kid out because of their circumstances. So my coaches had a talk with everybody and I was very open. I think like, if you're trans and you're cheerleading, like, you need to like feel comfortable with your teammates asking you questions, because that's the only way that people are gonna understand your situation. And I think with me being open about it and people knowing that if they have a question, they can come up and ask me about it. Like, I think that helped a lot.
Absolutely. So everything was so much easier.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody was really accepting after they fully understood everything.
Well, as well it should be. I'm just I know there's some feedback in there. I'm just happy with the whole story, because that makes it, just gives me, you know, makes my heart happy that you had a wonderful experience. Because usually when you hear, you know, transgender story, it's usually tragic and, you know, makes you question humanity. Well,
it hasn't always been great. It hasn't always been perfect. There's been some things that have happened and some things that have been said to me. But at the end of the day, like the overall experience that I got, everything was good. I couldn't ask for anything to be perfect, because like my situation is not perfect. So I don't expect, you know, every comment, every remark to be
positive.
But like there was a lot more positive than there was negative.
And you know, the key there is to focus on the positive and let the negative. Always. I mean, I'm still, you know, I've been shocked about how people are negative on other people's Instagrams just for regulars,
for injuries,
for being hurt.
You shouldn't be competing. Blah blah blah. That is so silly. Okay, so we talked about your mom. You said she started crying every time she sees you perform. Oh my goodness! I'm not gonna lie. I crept a little bit down your Instagram, and I could literally watch you perform. Like, it looks like you're having, like, literally the time of your life on that stage.
I did the same thing. And I will say it felt like watching someone do what they were meant to do at that given moment. Literally
born to do.
Yes. It came off in your performance. So
thank you so much. It's just like I said, whenever I started, I went crazy because I used to be that kid who like would perform. I was this like little boy and I would lock my door and like I'd perform in front of my mirror and stuff. And like, I just dreamed about competing. So when I finally got to, girl, I went off. She went crazy.
She went berserk. No, she literally. I watched, it was like a still of you, like, just like X'd out, like about to hit the ground. And the comment under it was, did you just death drop? And you're like, no, honey, I
I threw myself 6 feet in the air and land flawlessly on my back for your entertainment.
For your entertainment. I'm literally dying. It looks like you're having like literally a ball out there. And honestly, that's my favorite part.
When they're having a ball.
Yes. Yeah. As a coach and like when I was a cheerleader, when I like was actually like on a team, like my favorite part was just like going out there and just like showing them what was up.
Yeah. Performance. Yes. I love the performance aspect of it. That's why I think I would make a horrible judge because I go more on energy and feel and the music, you know, than the technicalities.
Yes.
So I love that part of it.
Yes. No, I live for it. Cheer was like my first love. Like that was my first like thing I've ever been passionate about. So like when I'm out there, I zone out, girl. And she goes off.
She goes off.
I want to start talking about myself in the third person.
I always do that. I'm like, girl, me.
Okay. So I guess I'll talk about a little bit of cheerleading since this is a cheerleading podcast. Going from California All-Stars to Cheer Extreme, what like different coaching styles did you see or did you go through? Were you on Cougar? You were on Cougars, yes?
Yes.
And so was Corey Jean your coach?
Yes, she was my coach.
Shout out to Corey Jean. Love her. Like what different coaching styles did you like take in from California to North Carolina?
Well, I think at Cali, that's the only style I ever really knew of cheer. And it's very militant. It's very like precise. Everything's hit sharp. Like
absolutely.
And you know, like everything has to be done like a certain way or it's just not, it's not acceptable. So Cali's very militant and it's very, like I said, precise. And Cheer Extreme is more like innovative. Like I think one thing that was really cool about going to Cheer Extreme is they let us like choose what we wanted, you know, in our stunts or like what, like we got to come up with like concepts and stuff for how we wanted our pyramid or what we wanted in our dance and stuff. And at Cali used to like the athletes get to vocalize like what they want in the routines and stuff, but at Cheer Extreme they ask you, they're like, what would you guys think is cool, like what do you guys want to see in your routine?
And like, so more it's input. Just,
yes, it's just two like completely different styles of cheer, but I'm so glad that I got to like experience both because I like putting those together, like it's taught me so much.
Absolutely.
Awesome. I have a question because I was thinking, I did, you know, did a little research leading up to the podcast, and I was looking at other athletes, transgender athletes who've, you know, cross that barrier in a sport. And I was actually thinking cheer is probably the best sport for this to happen in the male to female direction, because I was listening to Joe Rogan has a, you know, one of the most downloaded podcasts in the world. And he's a big MMA. He does host and he's a big like student of it.
I was trying to figure out like who that is. I totally know that name.
Okay. Yeah. He used to be on like Fear Factor and other TV shows, but he has this incredibly successful podcast and he talks about MMA a lot. And he had talked about an MMA fighter that went from male to female. And he was very upset, not because of transgender, like he, but because he felt, regardless of the changes and the hormones, the skeletal difference of a male, born male mm-hmm. athlete wasn't fair. And he basically was like, it wasn't fair to the women to, I'm trying to make sure I'm not being rude.
No, I understand
rude.
What you're saying.
Like, yeah. And then there was the same thing in tennis where, you know, when a they would dominate, mm-hmm. it would come up as an issue. And I was thinking, well, in cheerleading, it's kind of fabulous. You get to, you do the tumbling, you have the strength, you know, like it's,
mm-hmm. yeah,
it's probably like of the sports that I can think of, probably the, you know, most high fives to the transgender community.
Absolutely.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Well, see, whenever I was on ACES, there was a certain medium senior team who they complained and they were like, it's not fair that, you know.
I was going to, that was my next question. Did anyone ever, like a judge, did anyone ever, like, did they get to the scoring part challenging?
Well, after my second year, I think, like, people started to, like, kind of know who I was. And so, like, I feel like with, when people start to, like, recognize you more and stuff, people start to, like, kind of vocalize their opinion a little bit more than they did before. And so people started complaining to, like, USASF and to, like, all these people and stuff, and there was a lot of paperwork that had to be filled out, and like some people really they really did try to make it hard for me.
Really?
And they didn't think it was fair that I got to that I was on all girl teams and stuff. And
see,
yeah,
I was thinking because I was thinking about that, I was trying to play both sides in my head because I you know, I think you can have an honest conversation about things like athleticism and, you know, the genetics you're born with and all of it, and then not be offensive in any way. So I could kind of see Joe Rogan's point of view, you know, in the MMA thing. I didn't really see it in the tennis thing. I thought, well, that's, there's more of a skill. But I didn't see it in the cheerleading. Like I would think that a person that fundamentally wanted to go complain, they just wanted to go complain. That would just be my humble opinion. So.
And the thing that people don't understand is, like, with hormones and everything, like, your body really does change. Like, you lose muscle mass and your body just changes. And there's been some girls on my team that are physically bigger than me or taller than me. So it's like, you know, like, it's really not, it's really not like I'm.
You're getting an unfair advantage.
Completely different. Like, I'm just stunting. I'm just performing. Like, it's not, I don't make the score sheet. One person is not gonna. You know,
yeah,
change the outcome of how a team does, like transgender or not. It's just, I, it wasn't like the whole like situation just wasn't valid to me. I didn't understand that.
Well, your mom did a fantastic job with you because you have handled so much in such a small span of a lifetime, so well. So, you know, congratulations to you and your mom.
Thank you so much
for all that. And so you're not cheering now, right? If I
took this last season off.
Okay, so I don't know what your future entails, but I do hope it includes performing, because the little that I saw, it was meant you were meant to be.
You
on
are
stage.
Meant to be seen. You are
yes,
meant
you
to
are
be
meant to be seen. So on that note,
thank
I'm
you.
Gonna send you off to Mr. Marcus for some rapid fire questions.
Hold on. Before rapid fire, I'm pretty sure I saw this on Twitter. Somebody tweeted a picture of you in a Beatles uniform and said, "Where does she get all of these uniforms?"
Yes.
And then I went to, like, I looked on your Instagram and you were in a Lady Jags uniform also.
Yes.
Okay, so please, where does she get all these uniforms?
Well, like I said, I live in Myrtle Beach. So Beatles were just here for, I think it's called Ultimate Battle or Battle at the Beach.
You currently live in Myrtle Beach.
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Are you going to be there this weekend?
Yeah, I'm from San Diego, but currently live in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, that is
and so
cool.
Yeah, so I was hanging out with, like, my friends and everybody in that, like, was people from Cheer Extreme and Beatles and just, like, a bunch of rock star people. And I was like, can I put on your uniform? And so I put it on and I took a picture, and then everybody was like DMing me and they were like, "You're on Beatles. I thought you were on Top Gun." And I was like, "No, girl, it's just the Uniswap." Like, I just wanted to build it.
It's just the Uniswap, you know. Yes. A couple of years ago, I went to NCAA College Nationals, and I was hanging out with some like Louisville people, and I'm not going to lie, I took one of their uniforms like in the bathroom with me and I put it on really fast so I can take a picture. I'm not going to lie, I kind of got stuck, but nothing broke or anything, but like I gave it back and like I just felt so legit. Oh my God. I know that feeling. I love that feeling.
Yes. No, I was like, oh my God, I wonder how I'd look in this. Like I was really feeling the fantasy.
Oh, right. Living a dream.
Living the whole dream.
Okay. So rapid fire. So I'm just going to ask some questions and I just want to hear the first thing that pops in your head.
Okay.
Okay. So start with some easy ones. Ready?
Yes.
And what's your favorite color?
Pink.
What's your favorite food?
Pizza.
Yes. Do you have a favorite fruit?
Cherries.
Favorite place to just like hang out and chill and just be Sophia Jade?
The beach.
Absolutely. Favorite hobby?
Makeup or cheer.
Favorite place to go shopping?
H&M.
Absolutely. Sorry, she just handed me two more questions. Favorite routine that you did not compete in?
Lady Jags 2018.
We are the same person. And what are you grateful for?
My mom and my family and support.
That is so awesome. One more time for probably the 50th time since we started recording. Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
It's been an honor for me.
It's been so awesome. I learned so much. I thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
No, thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm glad like we got to talk about stuff like this because a lot of people don't know how to like approach it. And I appreciate you guys for being so respectful and yeah.
Yeah. And we would love, you know, if you're in Myrtle Beach, we would love to hang out and take a picture and see you. So if we ever Absolutely. Cross paths, let's make that happen.
Heck yes.
I will, girl. I will.
Oh, she called me girl. So much better than ma'am. All
right. Okay. Okay, that was super cool.
I love her.
I was so nervous. I don't think we talked about this on tape. I think it was off mic, but I was talking to my oldest daughter about this before we did the interview, and I she was giving me like a 20-minute lecture. She was basically like, don't bring it up. And I'm like, well, kind of want to. Kind of the point. Not the point, but, you know, what I want. The conversation we had is the conversation I was hoping for.
Absolutely.
So I was very grateful.
And please go look at her Instagram and look at all the performing that we were talking about. Girl gives a show every time she's up there, and no, she literally jumped 6 feet in the air and landed on her back for your entertainment. And
you love that.
Like I was obsessed.
That's funny. So what do we have going on? We have the April challenge. So how's your spring detox is exercising at the gym. I saw that video. Did you post that video on Cheer Mom or just on your personal?
No, it was on my personal.
You got to put it on.
But I am, by the time this comes out, I will already have reposted it on Cheer Mom. I'm so excited. I did that on Monday.
You did. It was Tux, you know, yes. In the circle. Is that a name for that? Around the world?
I don't know. Somebody commented on it and said around the world Tux. And I don't think I've ever heard of that before, but I mean, that's pretty cool. So yeah, my goal is to do 5 tucks a day, every day, at least Monday, the days that I'm at the gym. And I did that on Monday. Today's Tuesday. I'm not feeling it yet. By Wednesday, I'm going to be hurting. But like, that's what I want. And I love it.
Mine is drinking a gallon of water, and I have gotten to a third.
Okay, baby steps.
Baby steps. But I feel like I'll be getting there soon enough. So if you don't know what we're talking about our April challenge, which is spring detox.
Renewal.
It's just a challenge. We're all participating. Any habit that you want to add or take away in your life that you think will either serve you to add to your life, like we're doing, drinking water, doing
exercising,
or taking away. Lola's considering spending, I think, a day without her phone. I don't know if a day is maybe too long, but a detox. Like, she didn't have her phone at one point for like a weekend. She had left it at her other parents' house, and after the initial shock of not having her phone for a while, she ended up later being like, wow, I really enjoyed not having my phone. Like, isn't she enjoyed awesome? Disconnecting. And I was so happy that she realized that for herself.
Yes.
So she considered that. So that's a great one I would recommend for a lot of people. Just shut that phone out. Just an hour a week where you don't check your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
An hour a week.
Or more, whatever anyone can do. But whatever challenge you want to do for yourself, just tag us, let us know, and you'll be in the running for our April cheer bomb winner.
Am I in the running?
You and I are not, and Lola are not allowed. What else do we have going on? We have the specials that we are working on for Worlds. The Worlds is the crazy cheer mom, so we're going to have an extra hour.
So please keep sending them in.
Send those stories in. And the emojis. We've got the emojis. Yes. So here's the things about the emojis. So I was looking at the data that we get, and at first I was a little hurt because people were uninstalling and then what I perceived to be reinstalling. And when I realized it on my phone, I went to use the emoji, and the keyboard was in cloud mode. I don't know if I'm saying that properly.
I've never.
But my phone has this thing now where if a app's not being used, it will go into like a... You see what I'm saying? Look at the phone. See how that one has a little cloud? I don't know. Do you not have that? You might have more space than me.
No, I don't see it.
Okay, so it might be just me and my limited space for 6S. So what I... Basically, the point I was going to say is I love it if girls and boys use it during competition weekend, So download it on the weekend, use it, tag us. We love that.
We certainly do.
We do. Today when I was talking to Autumn and then we ended the conversation, I texted her a thank you. Uh-huh. I texted the bomb. She texted me, one of the girls. I love that. It literally just gives me a thrill. I've been trying really hard to come up with some sort of marketing strategy for World Summit and D2 Summit and the emojis. You want to talk about mental block? I'm having a mental block.
Really?
I really am, because I want it to be fun. I want it to be, I want people using it, and I want it to be a perfect end to this perfect venture for this season.
Yeah.
But I'm not, I don't know. I don't know how to make it happen just yet. So if you have any ideas, feel free to let us know.
Bring them in.
So we've got the challenge, we've got the emoji keyboards, and we've got sponsors that we wanted to thank.
Yes.
We've had some great sponsors. This week, I know Cheer Fit is one of our sponsors, and anyone who would like to sponsor the podcast, prices are fantastic. And just let us know. Just contact us. Contact me, Marisol Cheerbaum, or official cheerbaum at gmail.com. And we can hook you up. That's all I got. You got anything?
I'm just living a dream. I had a blast today.
Yes, that was an awesome podcast. I'm super excited. All right. Well, I am going to head on home.
Yes.
It is safe. Safe what?
I was going to say safe travels.
Yeah.
I had to. It's Friday. It's Friday on the way to competition. Probably one of the last competitions of like the regular cheer season. So good luck to everybody.
And you know, I'm doing snacks for this one.
Hmm?
I'm snacks.
Are you?
Yeah, that's why the whole topic came up.
Snacks.
Girls.
What kind of snacks?
Probably a water bottle and goldfish, much to my daughter's chagrin. I'll throw in some chocolate or something.
As long as I get one, I'm good. There's
no monogramming to be.
No, not even. What about a Sharpie?
No. No. Why? Why?
Just put my name on with a Sharpie.
I'll give my you initials. A Sharpie. Why? All right. Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you, Marisol. Safe travels. Good luck, everyone. Love you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode, and be sure to subscribe and review the podcast, and by all means, tell all your friends. And as a reminder, if you want to be part of this podcast or sponsor this podcast, contact Marcus and Marisol at officialcheerbomb@gmail.com. Again, officialcheerbomb@gmail.com. We'll see you next time.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life, the only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.